As you just heard, the Trump administration is ramping up the military's role in recovery efforts in Puerto Rico, but some are wondering why it's taken so long. Here's the world's Matthew Bell.
Many thousands could die. Those words from the former governor of Puerto Rico, Alejandro Garcia Padilla. He sent them in an email earlier this week to Democratic Senator from New Hampshire, Maggie Hassan. She read from the email during a hearing on Wednesday.
We need the Army and the National Guard deployed throughout the island now, today. This cannot wait another day. Despite federal agencies coordinating in San Juan, there is very limited presence of military personnel assisting people in the streets and throughout our communities.
It's not just Democrats who've raised questions about the emergency response in Puerto Rico. Florida Senator Marco Rubio on Thursday said there's plenty of aid already on the island, food, water, medicine, supplies, but it's sitting in thousands of shipping containers stuck in the port of San Juan.
The supply chain, the logistical chain in Puerto Rico is broken. It's not just broken, it is shattered. It is non-existent at this point.
Roads are blocked, communications are down, there's a fuel shortage, and the electrical grid is severely damaged. Rubio said that means FEMA is in no position to lead the recovery effort.
The only dynamic that will shift this is a significant surge or uptick in the military presence. It is the only organization, quite frankly, in the world that is able to appear on scene and deal with these logistical challenges. This is what they're trained to do in the battlefield. And this is what, most certainly what they are capable of doing.
Soon after Rubio called for a military surge, the Pentagon announced it's sending a 3-star Army general to take over the response effort. Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan is the head of U.S. Northern Command. Now he's the main liaison for FEMA and other relief agencies. At the top of the U.S. military's to-do list is rebuilding the electrical grid. But White House National Security Advisor Tom Bossert says the Pentagon is not running every aspect of the recovery operation.
They're in charge of a lot, but not everything. The people of Puerto Rico are strong, competent, and where they're not diminished in capacity, they're in charge, and that's the best way to handle things.
But sending a 3-star general to Puerto Rico sends a clear message, says Jim Stavridis. He's a retired admiral and the dean of the Fletcher School at Tufts University.
It's an indication that the military, and therefore the administration, is taking this with the utmost seriousness. A way to put it in comparison is we have a 3-star general also in charge of fighting the Islamic State all around Syria and Iraq. I happen to know General Buchanan, who is taking up this responsibility. He's a very serious and experienced officer. This is a top-shelf appointment by the administration.
It's not clear why the administration didn't move more quickly, says Raj Shah. He's the former head of USAID under President Obama.
This response appears to be slower than some others. With adequate early warning, one can put resources into place more quickly. And, you know, the urgency of response and the need for a strong, focused, results-oriented political leadership and management system is really critical, and I think it's been a little slow here.
Shaw says the Rockefeller Foundation, where he's the current president, has had people on the ground in Puerto Rico since before Hurricane Maria hit, and he says they are looking forward to working with the U.S. military on several recovery projects. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.